following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, Reality Check, featuring in-depth interviews with today's reality TV stars. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Reality Check.
Welcome to another episode of Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. I am your host, Ashley Gray, and join with me, DJ Jesse Kennedy. Get it.
I brought the shades this week. I brought the Jeezys and the products.
Because we about to be throwing a whole bunch of shade. Happy birthday. Happy 60th birthday to Kris Jenner. Does she look 60 or does she look 75? I mean, I think that she looks her age, which is not necessarily a compliment. I mean, with all the coins that she have, I was expecting her to look like a fresh 45. I mean, she's looking 65.
Well, she looks beautiful. I mean, she looks just as 35 as the other girls on covers. So, I mean, I guess that matters.
Well, happy birthday. The Kardashian clan threw her this massive $2 million, I believe it was the Great Gatsby-themed birthday party. And it looked like it was so much fun. I'm still a little hurt that I wasn't there, but it's okay next year. And do you think $2 million was just too much money to spend on a birthday?
Kris Kardashian, she birthed all of these children. Not only birth them, but birth their lives, their careers.
Who really paid for it? Whose money was it? Was it Kylie's? Because it seems like she has the most out of everyone now. Just a question. Who put in the most?
Courtney. Or Khloe.
Do you think Kanye put in any money?
No, Kim did.
Oh.
I mean, I think Kanye probably did something special for her, but I think it was more of like a Courtney, Khloe thing, and like Kim like helped in.
Oh, yeah. Was the Lord there? Was Disick in attendance?
I don't know, but I did see a video that they posted. It was like a 3-minute video of like how Kris loves her friends, and it was like posted at the thing, and it was cute.
Everything looks really cute. It looks really fabulous, and yeah, next year I will be in attendance, Kris.
Not after you just read her talking about.
She's still beautiful. She just looks her age, which is, I mean, some people take that as a compliment, and some people do not in Hollywood.
Well, speaking to someone who's a little tired of compliments, Miss K. Michelle's in the news because she's talking about removing her fat tissue
from her booty.
And
putting it where?
Be gone.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I saw the article, I was reading it, and I was just kind of interested. I was like, where is she going to put her? Why does she want to get rid of it? She was so adamant about her butt. She was so like, my butt is real. I didn't yada, 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 yada.
Yeah.
She came out to say that she wants her normal shape back.
Really?
She came out to say that, you know, in this time, this day, this age, with her career as a woman, she can't be up in these meetings. She's tired of these men looking down at her booty, not taking her seriously because of her booty. So she's going to get it removed.
What was her regular body? Have you seen any pictures of her? Did she have it? I'm pretty sure she had something.
I mean,
we're talking about a black lady, guys.
The one I seen.
I'm just saying.
That is racial.
Kind of, but I don't care. So, moving on.
But, no, she was really skinny. I mean, she had like a
skinny with a little booty, so she was skinny thick.
Look, but yeah. Like,
now she has mountains that she can she recycle her booty back?
Ain't no mountain, no. I'm sure.
What if someone wants it? Like, I want that. Is that gross?
I think it's gross just because, but I totally could see someone being like, I want K. Michelle's butt inside of me. Like,
ooh, I wouldn't want K. Michelle's. No. It probably stinks.
But could you say that about anybody? Like, I don't think there's anybody in this world that I'd be like, I would want their body tissue inside of me.
Well, I mean, think about it. Some people take others' lungs.
Okay, for like a life or death situation, bitch. Like, yeah, I'll take your fucking lung or liver or something.
But I mean, it is pretty gross. I was just posing the question. So, okay, Michelle wants to get rid of all of her badunkadunk because she feels like no one is taking her seriously in the business.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like,
wonder why.
Girl. Right.
I just,
it looks crazy.
It's become a circus.
It's too much, though. Definitely. It's like, I don't mind, like, a little, you know what I mean? You want to plump it up or something, fine. But that just looks, it looks like a couch, girl. Like, it don't look normal. It looks like you done threw too much yeast in the bath.
I'm just saying, like, a little bit goes a long way. Bitch. And I think this has just become a circus.
You Cassie, even bitch. You got a long way to go.
White girls want a booty. I mean, I'm just like, come on, seriously? It's just a bit too much.
Whatever happened to squatting?
Squats, no shots, honey. That's what I do. Just squat it on down. Do 50 a day, and it keeps the doctor away. Ooh. Hello.
Okay.
But let's talk about Toya. Now, as an educator, yes, I give out hall passes. I give them to the students if they want to go to the bathroom. You want to go to your locker.
Right.
But am I going to give one to my man?
For what?
I ain't got no man. But if I had a man, I would not give it to my man to go cheating on me.
Wait, what?
Toya gives Memphis, yes, 8 hall passes per year to cheat on her. They've been married for 4 years. All of this will be revealed in their new reality show. Would you allow your significant other to cheat on you? This is ridiculous. Maybe this is why you're getting a divorce. I just can't.
This is why.
Like, seriously.
We have Love and Hip Hop. Because these motherfuckers.
Take them to church, on it.
Ain't got no more rules. All right.
It's
so,
like, seriously, if you are in a committed relationship, whether you are married or not, why are you going to allow your spouse to cheat on you? Let them be single. Be single yourself. Hey,
that's all I'm saying.
But you know what? I ain't trying to be in nobody's business.
His lifestyle. Yeah. His this. Do you get 8 hall passes?
Yeah.
Do you get 8 dicks that you can choose from?
No, she's not even allowed to step out, according to the blogs.
Is she, her best friend Princess and Ray J? Because I'm wondering. Now, I know his name is Memph Hits, and he's been rumored
to hit everything in his path.
And you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, girl,
it's
like,
ridiculous.
It doesn't make sense to me. I don't care if you're a rapper or what. Everyone has control over themselves. They can control their penis from entering. And not even that, but he's like a has-been rapper. So it's not even like bitches really be out here. I mean, I know bitches be out here. But let's not take it away from that. I know bitches be out here.
Yeah.
But he's grown enough to know.
Mm-hmm.
He has children. And I would just like to ask Memphis, would you give your daughter 8 passes?
Would you?
Would you give your daughter 8 dicks to
would
say,
you?
You know what? A year. You get these 8 lovely dicks. I doubt it.
All different flavors.
Mm-mm.
Go for it.
I'm just wondering. So
it's
my thing is,
so
let's think of the reverse. But it ain't happening. Toya, come on. I don't want to see this on reality TV.
We will.
I know.
We will. This is what reality TV has come to. Baby, I'm going to give you 8 passes. You can just do whatever
is
you want to.
Is this a
VH1
show? Or a TV one?
Shade intended.
Oh, all right. Speaking of VH1, so we know Love and Hip Hop. I gave you the tea last week with the Miles and Milan story. There's more. Done came. Like the Kool-Aid man.
Wow. What's going on?
Bitch. So, Erica Mena wants to find herself relevant again in Twitter. So, she's been saying
Wait,
how...
Wait, who's that?
Right.
Oh.
J-Lo's fake shadow.
Oh.
So, she's trying to find any sort of relevancy at all because, you know, the Bow Wow thing isn't working for her.
Oh, shod.
I guess her clothing line's doing pretty well.
What clothing line?
Her.
Oh.
Which she's doing like the big girl market. Smart.
Oh, okay. Is she a big girl though?
She ain't.
That's not good for you. It's not a good look. Mm. You can't sell clothes to a fat person and you're skinny. That's an insult. Seriously, that's just like a big girl trying to tell me what to put on. Honey, you can't.
Well, my thing is if you are a trashy reality TV star, what makes you think you can call other trashy reality TV stars trashy? So,
ooh,
she came onto Twitter to
trashy
announce that she can't believe the lies she's seeing on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
She can't believe the fake stories. She can't even fathom the fact that Mona would allow such storylines on the show. Mostly talking about Miles, Milan, and Amber.
Mm.
So much that Miss Mena had her little gay boy minion go on to Instagram.
Yeah.
And he announced that Amber is a liar, and that Amber used to say, try to hook this kid up with Miles, who she claimed was her cousin. Mm. Her cousin.
Really?
Amber and Miles allegedly are cousins. And that they knew that this whole thing was going to be a stunt, and now Mona is the one. She got it pulled, the wool pulled over her eyes. What are you thinking? And I have to just pull this up because it's like, Erica, I can't. Erica came out to say, well, so Amber heard that, and Amber wrote, you know you popped when has-been members throw subliminal tweets. Funny thing is, the bitch is an industry bitch, and I'm a blank in the streets bitch. Let me stop before the police be at my door. I just hope everybody temperature stay the same when you see me. Watch what you say. Erica came out to say, I may be criticized. I may be ridiculed. I may be despised. But I'm strong. Though I laugh, I love, and I live. I don't even say nothing, yet they still involve me. Bitch, you started it.
Exactly. You were the one.
I'm trying to figure out you started it.
Who ignited the flame. And then you freaking waved it so that it can just grow bigger and bigger. Now that you got a bird, sizzle. Ooh, that hurts.
So now you ain't even on the reality show for people to talk shit about you. So you glasping onto a D-list show.
She wants a spinoff. She wants something. But it's going to, what, an Instagram spinoff? What? Are you going to be on Snapchat?
A Vine spinoff.
Give us something.
A series.
Here we go. Am I gonna tune in? No. But at least you trying. Put A for effort. Anyway, we're over.
But remember, she's grown and above all of that.
Okay. Mm. How are her and Bow Wow? Shawn Gregory Moss.
I don't believe they're together anymore.
Mm. Okay. Maybe. Well, Tim Gunn came for the Kardashians and Kanye.
With the gun.
Yes. Guns are blazing. Ouch, honey. Because it kind of did hurt. Okay?
I mean, he wasn't speaking anything but the truth.
That's what, you know, and that's what I wanted to talk about. Now, basically, Tim Gunn said that Kanye nor Kim had any type of fashion sense, and that he was really disappointed in Kanye for that last stunt he did when
The Walking Dead stunt/fashion show.
And Tim was like, you know what? You can't just throw a sweatshirt on someone and call that high fashion. It's just not. You can't do that. And, you know, I definitely do agree with what Tim said. It's not fashion. I'm sorry.
You ain't wearing it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, when I see Kanye, he's fresh to death.
You know what? I like his style back in the Jesus Walk days. Now I just feel like it's just like, let me throw on like anything and just not put any thought into it. But because I have this creative background and this amazing mind, I'm going to call everything high fashion because I'm just so above everyone. And when you actually sit and listen to things that Kanye says, it makes sense. But then he just acts on it. And I'm like, wait, this it? So I sat and listened to that whole entire interview and you got me hyped up. And then you brought out Master Splinter and his minions? Because that's what it looked like. I look like a Master Splinter spinoff show from the Ninja Turtles. All of them was just like, it was like Solange's wedding picture. And Master Splinter was in the middle and there, all everybody else, the guests and the stuff was in the back. I'm like, what is this? Tim, thank you for checking Kanye and Kim, because it doesn't seem like a lot of people really will go there and say, honey, this is not high fashion.
No, it's like, it's always like interesting. It's like a Beyonce thing. The Kardashians and Beyonce have this magical power about them. Like, if you say one thing about them, it's like, what did you say?
Yeah.
Like the Caitlyn Jenner thing, like, girl, bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Well, no one has come for Tim. And I think that it's because he is very well respected.
He called them the girls yuck, right?
Disgusting.
Disgusting is a lot, but yuck.
Especially in that accent, he can say that it's ugly, and it's like, ooh!
The Kardashians are disgusting.
It's ugly, yuck. Honey. I'm like, well, I agree. I don't think that they're necessarily high fashion. He also said that when anyone asks me for fashion advice, I say, if the Kardashians are wearing it, don't wear it. End quote. Oh. So, I mean, pretty much, Kim always wears high-waisted skirts and, like, a crop. And then she throws, like, a billowy jacket over, and then it's like, ooh, girl. I'm like, It looks very H&M. Cute, but...
It does. I can totally see her doing a stunt with H&M.
Yeah,
the Kardashians, H&M.
Ooh, don't give her that idea. Lord, it's coming.
H&M, if that comes after Bauman or whatever the damn hell that name is, or whatever. Which y'all were crazy running in those stores.
See that?
Like it was Furbies or Pokemon.
It's not even the real stuff. Like to me, I feel like it's not the real deal. Like
it's H&M.
Yeah.
Like the jacket for men looked like Michael Jackson. Like.
It's just another way for them to just make money by. Are not our because it's just not it's not me but materialistic minds are like ooh slap that name on and put an H&M it's the same quality as the other clothes but whatever do you cute I won't be there spending my coins to get that
ooh,
I rather I just can't
coin
what about it
honey remember she got game with the game
mm-hmm.
Well
how can I forget did you see that new Insta picture he put up
I sure did. I think I made it the picture for this topic, actually. He has three now paw prints. Prints going around. But anyways.
Do you buy that at the store? That's like them sausage things that you buy. You got cut up at the store.
Ooh. He make me feel like little mama and be like, sausage. Now I get why she said it like that.
That can't be real. Like, seriously?
I think it's real. It's like a Pringle can. Just like.
That's massive. Like, huh? It's like the size of this mic.
That's like, you know, he is straight because ain't no man taking that dick. Anyways. So. She's got game. There was a girl, Priscilla, on it. Hot mess of a girl. And so, whatever. She said that she went on the show, went on an after-hours date with the game, and he tried to rape her, basically. And she's suing him for $10 million. Now, no charges have been made towards the game. Question? And the funniest part about all this, right, is that she's suing him. She went to court, and the judge said, you haven't even... served him his papers. The papers haven't even been served to the game.
Yeah.
If you can't get somebody to serve him the papers, I can go on Instagram and he tags where he is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you can't find him.
Mm-hmm. He's always at Runyon.
So she has one more chance to serve the game his papers. And if she does not, the judge is going to dismiss the case.
You know what? This is no joking matter. Like, if this is an allegation that is, yeah, if this is to be true, you need to take this seriously enough to take it seriously.
Like,
there's so many people out here who are silent victims who are scared to come out and say, like, this is what happened to me. If you have this chance to be this voice for the people who feel like they don't have a voice, be that. I hope this is not no publicity stunt.
Please, $10 million,
Priscilla.
Like,
if I see you out on the streets, because this doesn't make any sense. You should not go crying wolf. You don't,
the
especially
first
not something
you
like
you get
rape.
On a reality show, and you're like, oh, sexually assaulted. Like, you're thirsty enough to go on a show chasing a man. So already to me, like these, just buy. I can't. Which you know, not to take away if it does happen on the show, but I'm just looking at her like you was crazy on the. She was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy on the show. So I'm just looking at her like, girl, bye. Girl, bye, and game, hi. Hi to that print sitting in your like
okay, so if this is rumored to be true, well, it is rumored to be true, but if this is true, do you think that
no,
these...
No, it's rumored to be false.
Okay, but let's just play the devil's right. advocate here.
Mm-hmm.
If it is true and the game is posting these pictures, do you think that it will hurt his case in court? Like, the judge will look at these like, well, sir...
No, because I think he would be like, you see, I'm pretty upfront person. I don't need to rape bitches. Bitches throw themselves at me.
But some people do. Things. Let's talk about Bill Cosby. I'm pretty sure that.
True. I do. I mean, I feel you with the Bill Cosby situation. I don't think the game is Bill Cosby. I feel like Bill Cosby had to put on this look where he was like, oh, I can't be out here fucking bitches. Where the game is like, my...
That's
MO
true. I
is
see that.
To fuck bitch. I'm created a show
and, but,
for bitches to come on it because they want to.
Isn't that disappointing though? Like, come on, the game. Like, I just think it's so disappointing. Like, mm-hmm. be a. I don't think men have to do that. Just like I don't think women have to do that. Like,
look, like, I was trying to talk him down like Drake talking the stripper down.
You ain't gotta I'm like, game. You ain't got to do that, boo. You ain't got to do that.
It's
but
like
whatever.
German shit. OMG. All right, let's play it.
Reality check or reality X, boo. What's your first story?
All right, that UFO site in the arrow.
Linda, did you see it yesterday?
Girl, I mean, first of all, here's the thing. I didn't physically see it, but I saw, like, 15 texts come through my phone with video footage, pictures, and they were like, Jesse, this damn UFO. Now, my homegirl, she had sent me one 3 days ago, too.
Somebody sent, because it was recently, I saw it from... No, it wasn't in L.A. Let me get my thoughts together because I'm getting it all confused. But long story short, there was three sightings.
Yeah, different, San Francisco.
Yeah, in different parts of the United States. So I'm like, what's going on? And it was kind of like it came and then it split into two and then it left. And some people were saying it was a comet. But a comet that, like, I don't know.
And
I,
then they're saying that it was a... military rocket, all these different things that they're saying.
It's so interesting.
And I'm just sitting here, it's so funny because I was just talking to somebody about this and we were sitting there like, we would have to be so ignorant to really think that like Jupiter is like how many times bigger than planet Earth and we the only motherfucking Earth. Like, now maybe they haven't figured a way to come to us.
They
or maybe
have.
They have.
I think so.
On an excessive level, like maybe they ain't as smart as our movies make them.
They
out to
watching
be.
Us right now. They're watching Reality Check. Boom. Hashtag a tweet at us aliens.
Can you send that out to Neptune or something? Get
Jupiter.
Us some more views.
I know Pluto ain't no planet no more, but send it to them too, cause them the
they're
homies.
Still there.
They're still there.
They're still there.
I still recognize y'all as a planet. I see y'all. Okay.
Sailor Moon had check. A. Was there a Pluto girl?
Yeah, Pluto.
No, I don't think
there was a Pluto.
For Sailor Moon.
Oh, Sailor Moon?
Sailor
no, 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 no,
no. Sailor Pluto? No, yeah.
No. Weird. No.
All right, so yeah, so what are you thinking? Are we thinking Reality Check, like we need to worry about these damn UFOs, or Reality X, because it ain't nothing?
I think that it is something, but I check the story because I find it so fascinating, and I love the idea of there being something else, you know, outside of us. And I'm welcome to it as long as they ain't trying to kill me. I mean, I'll be y'all friend. I mean, we can go out shopping or something. Like, holla at me. I like you. I like it. It's
I mean,
interesting.
I'm all for Reality Check.
I would check it.
All right. I'm going to check it too because, you know, I'm all for universal
love
and peace. And I ain't trying to have no damn spider looking creature coming down.
I
mean,
I don't think they look like spiders, though. I think they look like.
Nope. See, here's the thing.
Okay, what?
I kind of feel like aliens on different planets do look totally crazy. Because think about it. Microorganisms are what like created so many things. So imagine on different planets with different gases.
But they've evolved, though, just
exactly,
like we
bitch,
did.
Exactly, and they're going to look like a motherfucking damn giant tarantula. A dinosaur before the Big Bang.
I think that maybe they have evolved just like we have. And there's all... You know how we have
Jupiter
different...
Jupiter is a big... I'm telling you, something
but
is
I'm
on
saying,
Jupiter.
You know how we have different races? I think that there's like different... subcultures or subgroups.
Yeah, bitch, who survive in fire and ice because these planets are frozen, poisonous gases.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Reality Check, foamy.
Okay, we love it. I like the idea. I would go on a date with an alien.
Oh, all right, girl. Your life is that lonely, girl. Now, I know we have a lot of females and gay males watching this show right now, but if you have a straight male friend for Ashley and you could have him tweet her at. What's your Twitter?
At Ashley Gray TV. Hashtag date me.
We gotta date
aliens.
Her.
He was like, are you that lonely? You gonna date an alien now? That's what my life has come to. What's our next story?
Girl, Dr. Phil about to sit down with Jared's victim.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I want somebody else besides Dr. Phil. Like, I need somebody, like, even give me Diane Sawyer, like, someone who's really going to get that tea, but in a pulled-up manner. I feel like Dr. Phil is very aggressive in his questioning.
And he kind of has a little rapey look to him.
Yeah, and I just feel like the person is not going to be as open to him. And then maybe let's get, I don't know, I just feel like not to be... I'm trying to find the right words. I just know I'm going to reality. I'm exing him, but I do want to hear from her.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear because this is just like, I can't even fathom that this happened.
Yeah.
So, reality check.
I'm checking it.
For me.
I'm checking it. Oh, that's a cute selfie. Sorry, guys.
And then, speaking of selfies, you know, Miss Kim K. This bitch on Thursday done released a picture of herself looking like Princess Jasmine. A throwback Thursday if you must. And came out to say, she had to title the picture in the comment. She said, ha ha ha, this was a picture that Baby North had posted of me a while back. I don't know why she picked it or how she got it out of my phone, but she posted it. And I just thought, I had deleted it since then, but I just thought I would repost it. So I just wanted to tell you guys that now. reality X to all of that.
I just feel like they keep exploiting this little girl. Like, just let her be. Can she play with some Barbies in the corner by herself at home? But, like, just relax. Like, everything does not have to be on social media. And, I mean, but I get it. It's the Kardashians, and that's just what they do. So I'm not disappointed, nor am I surprised, but I'm just over it.
Really? Because I'm kind of interested to see in the new season, because I didn't really see whatever these four episodes that they did. If North is going to be a big part of it. I mean, I'm really kind of interested. Like, Hanya, are you really going to allow your young, like, your daughter, your first blood?
Look what he's done so far. That's Kanye true. Was like, no, I'm not going to be a part of reality TV. And now he's pretty much a Kardashian. I want to call him Kanye Kardashian. Seriously, he's lost his West. I'm over it. And I feel like what Kim should do is be more like Kourtney and have her kids kind of in the background. Yeah, we may see them playing in the background blurred out, but they're not in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. Like, every once in a while, you'll see a little, you know, a little vignette of them. Or not vignette, but you'll see them. But they're not like in the forefront. I love that about Kourtney. She's like, she doesn't play games when it comes to her kids. Well, and that makes me respect her more.
Her firstborn was on the show a lot.
She learned her lesson. Mm. Hello.
So
she woke up.
She's been keeping the other ones back.
Yeah.
Interesting. I love that. That is dope.
And that just makes me respect her more because she's like, no, I don't want my kids to be a part of this media circus because that's what it is. You signed up for it. I love it. That's why we're talking about it. But leave the kids out of it and let them make that decision if they want to be in front of the camera. Like, does she want to sing? Does she want to act? Does she want to be on TV? Give her that choice.
Don't groom her.
Yeah. It's like, you know, one of the little, what's that? What's the show? The Princess Tiara? You know, the competition show that you... No? Okay.
Princess Tiara.
It was a princess...
Abby's Dance?
No, not that. It was a show. It was a reality show where the moms... Yeah. We'll get that title for you guys next week. If you
Toddlers
know it.
Toddlers and Tiaras.
Bam!
Boom!
There you go.
I used to love that show.
I did. But I also used to feel bad for the kids because the moms were so crazy. And it was like... they were pushing their... Yeah.
But she got to live. That bitch lived.
She did.
She lived a little too much. Because I'm looking at her like, what's she doing now? I'm worried for her.
Me too.
Worried for her cholesterol and bloodstream.
She huge, ain't she?
Yeah, no.
Well, I have a story.
Ooh.
I would like to read... You know what? Tell me what you think. Now, Carlos King, of course, he is the king of reality TV, if you ask me. So he has a new show coming out. It's called The Next 15. And he is pretty much going to be... it's just... Well, let me read it. Okay. So The Next 15 is a focus series that will follow the lives of former reality star castmates Tiffany New York.
Oh.
We love her.
I'm
okay,
excited
quit playing.
For that.
Also, Caramel Brown. Who is he? Claudia Jordan, Real Housewives of Roja. Jennifer Williams, Basketball Wives. And Raymond Benzino Scott. We all know where he's from. So this show is pretty much going to follow them, and they want to get back in the spotlight. So this is what this show is about. I, you know what? The only reason why I'm reality checking this is because of New York. She could just have her own her mama. I loved them.
So
and only
wait,
because she was crazy.
It's going to be 15 reality stars?
No, not 15. The show is called The Next 15. Everyone that I just named, those are the cast members. So it's
just them.
Are they
going to interact with each other?
No. It's pretty much just going to be like, it's just them doing their thing. Then they're going to go to the next scene. That person doing their thing. So there, it's not going to be a collaborative effort. They're each individually are going to have their next 15 minutes of whatever. And then I guess they are trying to push and get at something else after this. Maybe a spinoff of their
Jennifer
own.
Jennifer Williams, who is part of the Black Hollywood Live family. I think that's what they were actually filming the other day here.
Yeah.
At BHL.
Everyone check out her show on BHL. It is called Just Saying, and they record every Friday. So check her out on there. And she will be on this show, The Next 15, which will be on VH1. So congratulations to Carlos.
I'm a reality check it for Tiffany because, I mean, like, I really... She's one of the originals. She's like a Snooki for me. It's like... Benzino, it's like, we already seen you. But what I do like about the show, too, is the fact that they're keeping them separate and it's not going to be messy, but like fake storylines created to ruin these people's lives. Yeah. So shout out to you, Carlos King, for that.
And shout out to all the castmates, because I think it's very humbling to say, you know what, I'm not a star anymore and I want to get back out in the spotlight. Yeah. I live in that. I love it. I thrive in that arena. Yet nobody's checking for me, so...
Way to own up to that.
Yeah, because ain't nobody checking for none of them. So,
unfortunately. I'm checking for Tiffany.
I love Tiffany. The thing is, I'm checking for her, but she's nowhere to be seen. Oh, so yeah. It's kind of like, where are you, Tiff?
She needs a platform to get her back out
there. Tiffany, come on here. We would love to have you on BHL Reality Check. Like, you are everything to me. Yes. Shout out to Kevin John. He was one of the hosts for Black Hollywood Live, and he was actually on that show.
I love New York.
I love New York.
My friend Cheesy was on there, too.
Yeah. I love that show.
The little white
show.
Boy, mm-hmm. Nerdy one.
Yeah.
I used to work with him and Madame Tussauds.
Really? Does he still work there?
No, I think he does some sort of distributing or something.
He needs nice to be guy. On Next 15. Yeah. No. And I like the title, too, the Next 15.
Yep. Because it's like, well, hopefully they're going to get a little more.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm still trying to get my 10 minutes. So y'all good. Y'all above me. You feel me? Let us know what you think. Hashtag BHL Reality Check at BHL Online. Jesse, where can everyone find you?
Everyone on social media at DJ Jesse J.
And everyone can find me at Ashley Gray TV on Instagram and on Twitter. Remember, guys, Sundays, new time, 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.